Do you have a need in your life right now that is greater than your resources? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and it could be a financial need. You may be overwhelmed with bills or loss of a job or income. Perhaps it's a family need, a mate who is not a believer, or children who are not walking with God, and you see no way to reach them. Maybe it's a health need, your health or that of someone you love, and you see no cure. Maybe you're overwhelmed emotionally, and you just can't see how you'll ever find healing for those damaged emotions. I want us to look at a very familiar story in the Bible because it gives us a great plan of action when we're facing huge needs in our lives. Remember the boy who gave his small lunch to feed a multitude, as found in John 6? Here's a classic case where the need was much greater than the resource, and there are some good principles in this story. First, notice that Jesus tested the disciples to see how they would react. He asked the disciples, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" The disciples responded just like we tend to do when we face an impossible need. They looked to their own resources and tried to solve the problem themselves. This, of course, discouraged them greatly because the need was much greater than these resources. Philip said 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Philip counted the money and immediately informed the Lord, "Forget it, we can't feed this crowd. Costs too much money, and we don't have any money." Andrew told Jesus, "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will that go among so many?" The need was much greater than this little bit of food that Andrew could find, so he was ready to give up. So Philip and Andrew failed the Lord's test. I failed that test a lot, too. How about you? I look at my need and shake my head and say, "Oh my, there's no answer." And that's because I look at my answers, my resources, my ideas, and they are inadequate. Philip and Andrew made an adequate assessment of their inadequate resources. They could not feed that crowd, but they stopped there. We need to learn from their mistake. Whatever need you're facing today, no matter how much bigger it is than your resources, remember that Jesus has ideas and plans you haven't even thought of. And remember, he may be testing your faith. So don't be discouraged and don't quit. Tomorrow, we'll see some other important principles when we're facing an overwhelming need. So I hope you'll join me then. Thank you for listening. You'll find lots of good resources at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.